Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Salieri Report. It is a great pleasure to introduce you to a new guest. We've never had him on the Salieri Report, and I've been spending decades looking for someone who can do what he can do. So, Charlie Stevens, welcome to the Salieri Report. By way of introduction, our topic today is a 21st century approach to energy, and we're going to talk about energy, but in the context of the entire economy and governance planet. So very integrated with the secret governance system and what is going on in the world. So a much more realistic look at energy, both the physical characteristics and productivity of energy, but the politics of energy and the way energy fits into the control grid. Okay, so we're going to have our discussion today in two parts. So this is part one. Part one, we're going to go through a lot of the energy information that you have. But before we, and then part two, we're going to go through a lot of material that integrates what's happening with energy with the rest of the model.
Well, the criminal rackets have designed the economy that we're all embedded in. And most people have no choice but to be embedded in it. They're not wealthy enough to sort of separate themselves from it and just not be a victim of it. And it's literally designed to be a victim. So we have to redesign the economy to have a whole different set of goals. That's a systems thing. The goal is wealth and power begets more wealth and power.
Right.
And in systems language, that's known as success to the already successful.
Right.
And every system that is in that loop, that's a reinforcing feedback loop with no balancing feedback loops to restrain it, collapses. Every system that is in that dies. It commits suicide. Right. There are no exceptions. So that's
right. Privilege destroys the system.
Right. Now, the second thing is that one of the most important things you can do from a systems perspective is move from industrial agriculture to regenerative agriculture. Now, that when you look at that one thing and you back it out to see all the things that it affects in the larger system, it's overwhelming where you can go. And it's the reason why the rackets absolutely don't want this to happen, because industrial agriculture uses an enormous amount of energy for fertilizer, for chemicals, for diesel fuel, for all of that stuff, for transportation because of the long distance between where food is grown and processed and where it's consumed. It's just incredibly energy intensive. Now, some of the people using that energy, like the chemical industry, are poisoning us all, and they're part of industrial agriculture. If you get rid of all of that poison that's going on, all of a sudden our food supply starts to become healthy and we aren't poisoning people with our food supply. Well, if we did that, what happens to the pharmaceutical racket and the medical racket? I mean, if we get healthy, they're doomed, I mean, so you just start looking at all of the system impacts of this one thing. But energy is kind of at the foundation of all of this. And so we're going to have to get our energy act together. Unfortunately, doing that in the way we should do it is also a huge threat to the rackets, because the economy is built on throughput. And the primary thing we need to do is get rid of the waste.
So optimizing energy and being smart about energy, bad for the rackets.
Pretty key. It's bad for the rackets, absolutely.
Right.
Because,
you know,
and I figured this out when we were trying to regulate utilities. Somebody said the utility should be doing energy efficiency. And I was like, wait a minute, the utilities have no incentive to do energy efficiency to decrease their revenue. That isn't how the system is designed. Back in 1996, this guy walked into my office at the Oregon Department of Energy and said that he had a pavement technology that had a structural design life of 50 years. And I said, wow, any bridge designer would see it right away. And I said, okay. I said, what's it cost? I said, and he said, well, the experience, that is a problem. It costs about 30 or 40% less than what we're doing now. And I said, oh, I said, that is a problem. And so I said, it lasts for 50 years and needs no maintenance every 7 or 8 years like we do now. And it costs less than what we're doing now. I said, it's doomed.